Blog Talk Radio.
This should be played at high volume.
Turn it up, then.
Here we go. Good looking out, Chuck. With a gay remix right here.
I was just bullshitting. And you know this, man.
Yeah. The L.A. Las Vegas connection.
If it show me four, I wouldn't have yo.
This is the remix.
And I was like, nah, bitch.
Actually,
I'm not fucking with you like that.
It's the winner.
Winner. Yo. And I was like, hell no. Nah. You know what I'm saying?
West
that's
with
the type of shit I be. I be like, no.
Don't get be with it. I be with it. Let's go.
Lyrical manslaughter, harder than concrete. I rip your acapella, destroy you on any beat. Now we can do it for the masses. I'll meet up in the streets, but I'm a verbal assassin and smashing this up. I beat with a passion for mashing. I'm asking who won't what. It's tragic, but I'm blasting on maggots and think that's tough. I'm chemically combustible, biologically hazardous. I'm lyrically untouchable, you verbally cancerous. As a consequence, the can is fit through your canopy casually. They hating and debating, I'm infiltrating the faculty. Fresh witty, had to be dissecting your section. No question, I'm repping for the weapon that leads to injections. Infectious, the freshest, the bestest, unless it's the man in the mirror. Consider this your death wish. I just wanted you to know how I felt. It's hood bound, next round I'm coming for the belt.
Territory sold, hit up, struck up big and bold. Some sell, they sold, some hustle, legal to illegal. I can't afford a Benz, I'm swinging. An 84 Regal, 24 inch street rails, sit high like a fucking stallion. Ruger loaded with talons, to smoke all around. Yeah, like my bitches gutters, I get a win ranch. Yeah, ride a Mac as I have it, 357 split like a dragon. Took me for my niggas, suffer from that hood passion. My niggas in them sales, my niggas in them streets. My niggas in these streets, trying to make these ends meet. Treat her robbery to a fleece, white sheets in disbelief. Sleeping with the fish, she's all getting scratched with the fleas. Little mama a tease, trying to get her out them jeans. A dose of ride a therapy, she wanna marry me. Bleed for my earrings, chain to my wrist. Chevy and Pa sitting on black and chrome twisters, like take a picture, Trey.
I'm on the mic again, off lots of jam, plus EAC, no oxygen. We play to win, but we live in sin. Wanna get to the end, but we can't again. Let me take the first step, Westside rep, taking all bets, cast no check. We again, LA, Westside riders, Chucky. Jason, Freddy, Myers, killing all busters, loving they snitches. Plus, don't forget that we all fat bitches. Toss them in the ditches, niggas so evil, then we play dead. Get him in the sequel, thought it was over? I ain't even started. I beat a nigga dumb, if you dumb retarded. Too cold hearted, like Sub Zero. Captain, save him, not that hero. Chuck Supreme, it's one and only. Went to the block and I got the homies. Pass the beat like a blunt. Hit that, pass it like a bitch that's flipping. Hit that, sit back, trust me. Funny, we got it. Mind all money, a bitch out pocket. Smack, smack, stop it. Got nothing for you, bitch, ain't with me, you know, came over.
My niggas be out here bullshitting. I'm busting shots, 20 grand prison. Caught up in the world, chasing his paper. Tripping, I deal with head all time. Gum on, possible to be popping. Push a button like panties drop. Blue hating niggas can't stop it. Blowing attention like flame red. Standing out, flame zone. P85 with a standing clip. From the fire as we hit game zone. Game zone, can't fit. 24 times to begin to fit. Sick, sick. I need these drugs. Day after day, I'm going up. A nigga stay fitted, so she's choosing up. Choosing up, still gonna hate the day. And I spit it full time, never miss a K. Every stick, damn it gone. I keep 16 shots and never be alone. Hating on us, waiting on us. On the block, strapped up, catch a K. From us, we the boys, bitch, stop hating on us.
We the boys, bitch. Like, cut it. Thank you, tune in, say, stop hating on us. Yeah, yeah, my bad. Fuck you, Fridays, official. Fuck you, Fridays, West Coast. Ah. But, damn it, y'all. Y'all caught me on a fucked up Friday. Nigga just hit somebody with the car. So, shit. It's not a good way to start off the show. Now I got to get information and shit and pass off my information, all that kind of good stuff. So that's all I'm about to do right now. And I'm not going to cancel the show. Y'all just got to hear me give my information to somebody and shit. So, As soon as these people get out the way.
Damn, and she look cute, too. Why I gotta hit a cute bitch? Fuck. It's all some shit. Ugh.
Luckily, nigga, that shit, but now, nigga, the insurance about to go up, all kind of bullshit. People can't get out the way. It's not a good way to start up a Friday. Like I said, I'm supposed to be doing something tonight. Hopefully, I can get my... Hopefully, I can, but it's just a little hood. Like, luckily, like, for the girl's in the truck. So, she was sitting up higher than I was, so my engine's still working. But, of course, my hood's fucked up. I got a big-ass dent in the hood, but I should be able to bend that down. So, let's see how that goes. And, yeah. Fuck, nigga, insurance about to go up now. This is all kind of shit, man. This is what it is. But... Now I got the insurance information and everything like that. Gotta do this, gotta do that. This is gonna be a hassle. Fuck. Yes, ma'am. It's all good. It's all sorry.
What happened?
It's just already been a fucked up day. It's nothing to do with your life. And I just made it worse for both of us, and I'm really sorry. insurance card, where is it? Here you go. The right one? Yes, sir. There you go. Shit. Shit, nigga, the license plate hanging to the side. Can I even dip the hood up? Can I even dip the hood up? Okay. That's a little better. Now can I get the hood up? Pony calling and shit. God, it's a fucked up way to start fuck these Fridays, but yeah, today's fucked up Fridays. What's going on? Yeah, definitely gotta go around nigga for our call house real quick. See what's up with that. Now you can get your hood up. I just want the hood to come up. That's all I want. That's all I want. But no, not having you. Damn. Can't light. That's the headlight. Not that bad. I guess it ain't bad. That's more kind of bad. Like I said, I'm more worried about other shit going on in this car right now. So. No, I was just lost in thought. I was looking off to the left when I should have. But man, just lucky. I said, I'm lucky you got a truck, though. But I said, Bubba, can I get that bumper head over? I'm like, ooh, you even on my level, it would have been a lot worse. Ah, shit. Real sorry for not making any of our days any better right now. Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. Need that too? Yeah, hold on. All right. God, animal, this is some shit. When you live on the air, fucking up some shit, right? You gotta learn things all this stuff. Look, I'm not high, I'm not drunk. This will be like, no problem. Luckily, we'll see how her shit goes. Like I said, her shit ain't that bad. No bumper work. If they tell my artists to fix up, but they need a whole new bumper, then yeah, but you know how this shit can go. Crazy. Like I said, my shit is more fucked up than anything else. But shit, I don't care. I don't know. But again, I'm sorry, and yeah, I guess the insurance handled everything, but we'll get in contact that way. I'm sorry for making your day that much worse, but like I said, at least I'm insured, licensed, everything like that, so we're gonna get shit handled. But I do apologize. I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do with my shit now. Alright, trying to get my hood down so I can drive, but now I got my license plate hanging, so I don't know if I should even drive with my license plate hanging like that. Oh shit, my bad, Paul, man. I'm not even on the internet right now, but I'm trying to get my fucking car situated. Oh shit, that's what I'm saying. I'm on the show live, but I can't see who's calling in and everything like that. Damn, my fucking headlights. Fuck! It's not gonna fuck up what I had for the night though, so I'm gonna have to go with the fucked up part. But that's what's gonna have to happen. Hold on, I gotta load up. See if I can load up my. I gotta load up my page. See who's in here trying to talk to me. Remember, if you wanna call in, even though I can't get anybody in right now, 661-621-7559. Either just chill in the queue, you guys want to holler at me. Of course, this is Fuck You Fridays, and again, I apologize for not being able to do the proper intro. But as the show just started, and then see, I couldn't tell her that. But, yeah, I was looking at my phone, looking down, trying to get the show started. Then I looked up, there's a big-ass truck in front of me, you know, and I need the anti-lock brakes. I knew I should have got my fucking brakes done. Fuck, I've been slipping, man. Shit. Hold on. Trying to load up my internet. I can't even get the fucking hood up. This shit is not going to stop me. Oh, fuck, what I'm about to hear about this shit, man. I need a screwdriver to take out this other shit. So I don't know if I drive with the license plate just hanging. I don't know. Maybe if I get to my nigga Paul house, maybe he's going to have a screwdriver so I can take this shit off of it. Oh, fuck. But yeah, I'm okay. She's alive. I mean, if you honestly give me advice, I'll take care of it. I mean, it just seems like the bumper, a couple of scratches, you give me a quarter or whatever, I'll be able to take care of that personally, and I will handle that if we're able to do that. But it depends basically how you want to do it. Like I said, I know I'm okay, but it's not how you want to do it. Put that back up at everything. So, here, let me just give you the number, and then just text you or call me with a quote.
What happened? Hello?
Good thing I just casted my damn vacation, so I'm not going to spend it to fix the bumper, but it's okay.
Why would my
Okay, I'll do the reappraisal and give them the call.
Okay.
Sorry, y'all, for pausing real quick. I'm discussing matters.
Hi,
Shy. Again, I do. definitely apologize, but you know, I'll make sure you're straight. I'm not going to fuck nobody else there behind my bullshit.
Right.
And my name is Leon?
Leon.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry, not to meet you like this, man. And then my number, 310? Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on, I got to get off the show for a second. Y'all can't have my number over the airwaves.
I'm going to record it right now, man. So, what is your, I mean, I probably can get a
quote. Well, my next payday is on the 9th. So, whatever price I need about an 8th or the 9th, and I'll just make sure I just cash you out. We'll just do it that way. Because, like I said, luckily I just cashed in my vacation time, but now, like I said, I just fucking got to set things straight. Everything I'm supposed to fucking leave, not this, but I knew I cashed in my fucking, I was going to do something else with it, but. I gotta get you straight. So I'll pop it back. But yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm trusting you. Like I said,
I mean, it's high, so I don't know. Get the free quotes, and then just let me know.
No, because I'd rather just cash you out. Like I said, if I could do that, because I don't want either of our shirts going up or anything like that, because this one I didn't tip. So, and like I said, I got to find a whole new hood and everything. So I said, you're a truck, so I just got to slid under you. So I'll definitely take care of that, because I'll get you out first. So definitely, head on the 9th. Just give me a quote before that, and then we'll figure out how I can get that to you. Yeah, call, text, however you want to get at me, email, you got my license, you got a picture of my license, everybody. Just let me know, and I'll take care of it, though, for real. Like I said, I'm real sorry, Shy. I do apologize. I'm sorry to fuck up your day, even worse.
Hey, we're both
still breathing and walking, so, man, hopefully I can make it better down the line, all right?
Yeah.
If your boyfriend's... If your boyfriend's not too mad, I'll figure out something to make it for everything, but you got to let me know. You're laughing like I'm crying. I'm trying to make up. I'm sorry. I'm trying. Ooh, that's how you turn the accent into something positive. Okay, let's put a smile back on my face. Outside of this damn fucking shit. Hold on, man. I gotta sign off to the internet. There's too much shit going on right now. See what happens on Fuck You Fridays, y'all. This is what happens on Fuck You Fridays, man. Dude, it's a fucked up way to start off Fuck You Fridays, but it is, man, hold on, man. Trying to sign in on the internet real quick so I can see if I do have any calls in my queue. Hold on. Oh, shit. And it was funny because I did hit the girl looking down, I was trying to text the other homie, Wes, with it, because I was in his area, so I was going to see what he got popped off. So I looked down to text him, and then when I looked up, all I saw was a truck in front of me. Oh, shit. Man, I'm going to have to hear about this shit later. But honestly, y'all, for anybody else out there doing what they do, man, you fucked up, man. You gotta pay the price. You gotta make shit straight. Like I said, luckily, my car is more fucked up than hers. She was sitting in the truck, and I'm kind of low, so my car kind of went under hers. My hood kind of rose up a little bit. Now, it's kind of bent, but... You know, my car's cool, so now I just really look good. And the coldest part about the whole fucking thing is I just washed my car like 2 hours ago. Like, if I had known this shit was going to happen, I wouldn't even fucking wash my car. I'd just be like, fuck it. Now I look like a clean, fucked up car. Could have just been a fucked up car. But, oh, hold on. Almost there. Let's use it in queue. Let's see how long it's going to take this shit to load up. Again, man, I didn't even get the shout-outs and everything real quick, man. I can't just spark my cigarette. No fucking matches. No... See this? Yeah, lighter? Light? Oh. What the fuck is that, nigga? Shit. Nigga, I ain't no crackhead trying to ask for money, nigga. I was asking for a light, nigga. Damn. No, I ain't got it. No, nigga. I ain't like a nigga trying to beg for you for something. fucking headlights out, man. Can my headlights even working? Hold on, let me see. Get the glasses, brother, but let me see if it works. Okay, at least my headlight works. It just really looks like a really fucked up version of the Batmobile. Damn, I got to stand on my hood and see if I get the hood down. Hold on. Nice little bend in the hood. Now the question is, do I sit here? I'm standing on the hood of my car, y'all, trying to flatten the hood back out. So y'all got to excuse me. I'm probably gonna feel dumb in this laundromat parking lot. 6'5" nigga standing on his car trying to flatten out the hood. Oh, man. All right, page is loading. We're going to see who's in the queue. Damn, I can't get the fucking hood up. But y'all got to get to the hood. Fuck, man. Like I said, this ain't going to stop me. We keep rolling. Keep it pushing, keep it moving. It's just a hassle, man. Because now, really, like I said, that shit is really pissing me off. I cashed in my extra money, you know, my work money and everything that I was going to use. I wasn't going to go on no vacation. I was just going to cash out my vacation time. I wasn't going to go nowhere. I was just going to take the cash and just blow that shit on something probably or whatever, you know, enjoy that shit, have a good time with it. And now, I got to get a bitch bumper fixed. Right now with that shit. So, but luckily, you know, luckily black folks, you know, she was black. She didn't want to go through it with the insurance and everything. So, like I said, I got to make sure I get that right and just cash that shit out and get that girl her money for her bumper. So, hopefully it ain't going to be too much. But either way, I'll be able to cover it. It's just, man, I was going to do some shit with that money. But this is what I'll be talking about, at least in my life and Dagger's life. Whenever I plan to do something, whenever I get ready to do some shit, something else always happens. Now, on one hand, yes, this is all my fault. Like, so I'm not going to sit here and blame other people because I'm the main one. So, but I can always text and drive. But I should never text and drive during peak traffic hours because, I mean, it is fucking 6 o'clock. So everybody's trying to get home. Everybody's on the road. There's a lot of motherfuckers just out right now. People just be stopping at random. So that's my fault. I should have known better at that point. But like I said, I was trying to get to Fuck You Fridays. I was trying to check in with the homies. I know the homies was probably getting off of work and shit. I was trying to see what was up. And, yeah, that's what happened. And the other thing is I'm just spending way too much time in my car. You know? Oh, wait, hold on. I'm going to get this dude a quarter for a lighter. And see this some crackhead shit right here. Not for me, but for him. This is the crackhead that asked me for money earlier. Let's see if he got a light. Then we can balance it out. Hey, man, if you got a light, I'll give you a quarter. But he in the back of the door. Where the fuck he going? You know, if you ever see a kid just walk through some shit, but he walks into an area that you don't, that's just like, damn, why the fuck are you there? And, you know, damn, we ain't supposed to be in the back like that. And where can I get a lighter? See, I'm going to leave my car parked here. I'm going to go across the street. Give me a fucking lighter from somebody. I need to smoke something. I was also waiting for the damn weed man. That's another reason I was in the area. See, I should have just sat and waited on the weed man instead of driving to get gas. But I had to break the dub that I was going to buy anyway, but I should just let the weed man do that. See, that's my dumbass fault. I should just wait it. But no! I had to go run and get gas and shit, you know, right before the show. And I could have just waited for the weed man, got my weed, then went and got gas, and I wouldn't even be in this situation. But what if I sit on the hood, like, just shit on the hood, like, ugh. I'm so glad I don't give a fuck. If I give a fuck, man, I'll be really upset about that. But shit happens. This is what people never realize as far as life goes and the world and everything like that. This is why I always want y'all to understand that shit is always going to happen. What you do with it, how you deal with it, when it does happen, is what determines the type of person you are and what you be going through and how you can handle certain situations. Like, see, I can handle this. It's not that bad. It's a hassle, but it's still not that bad. What do you do, Fresh, man? How you feel, man? I'm fucked up just now, man. I finally got to you, though. What's up? Wait, do I got him? Hold up. Thought I had him. Y'all are running across open lane traffic right now. Excuse me. I said, fuck it. I feel like one of them bums right now. Just hit me. Just hit me. I didn't even go to sleep in jail or something. Not jail. Why the fuck did I say jail? Jail's the last place I'm trying to go. In the hospital. The hospital food sucks. So.
Oh, man.
Trying to get my nigga fresh in real quick. I'm waiting for this shit to load up. Like I said, this shit is always harder than your emotion, but still emotion. There's always black people in here. Just need some matches. Matches, lighter, something. That's all I need. There you go. Fresh? Hello?
Yo.
There we go. All right, man. You on. What's up, man? My bad, man. I'm over here going through it right now. Just that fast.
Fuck, what the fuck you doing, man? You didn't hear some shit?
Yeah, I just heard some shit a little bit. It wasn't that bad because I did see it and I slammed the brakes, but if I had them anti-lock brakes, I would have stopped. But, you know, my shit ain't that good. So niggas was like, oh, shit. Kind of went up underneath the truck real quick like picked up a nigga hood and shit and everything. They can't open the hood right now. Nigga, headlights broke. You know, but it's okay. Fuck it. The car's still moving. It's still rolling. The engine ain't messed up. Like I said, luckily it was a truck, so I kind of slid under it. So, you know, it just bent my hood in a little bit, you know. It wasn't, it was not like it was nothing on my level that I changed in the whole back of it or anything like that. So I kind of lucked out. I'm trying to think positive about it.
Where you at?
But, yeah. I'm right here in the hood, man. Western and Florida.
Damn.
Right here where the jacket box is and shit.
Yeah, you
so I'll go by the hood real quick. Texas West.
Yeah. What was he talking about?
I don't know what he was talking about. He was going to be home in 10 minutes. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to get over. I'm about to slide through real quick. And then he didn't, and then looking down, hold on. And then I was going to, Yeah, well, I was going to just, he ain't taking jacket. I was like, okay, for sure, because I don't see where niggas was. So I was going to holler at y'all. But he had hit me back, talking about 10 minutes, but he hit me back since then. And then you started hitting me up, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, for sure. I'm going to, I was calling. Oh, wait, hold on, real quick.
Right now, I was about to. This nigga Remy over here. This nigga, I was going to play the game and shit. He like, oh, he just go play, and he can't play. Hell no, he can't play. You know what I'm saying?
See, finally. See, now the wee man just called me back, so I'm about to go grab the bag real quick, and I'm about to, I got a small.
Three.
I need a lighter. How many? What are lighters?
50 cents, man.
Is that all right? Good. Yeah. So, what's
up, man? You coming to me?
Got a roll back green. All right, thank you, sir. Hello, what'd you say?
I said, was you coming through? Is your hood closed or you can't get it open? Which one was it?
I can't get it open. It's closed. I can't get it open. So, but luckily, I don't need to get it open right now, so I'm not tripping off of that. And luckily, your girl was talking about she's not going to worry about the insurance and said I was going to pay out of pocket. But like I'm saying, man, how much for, like, really, like, a scratch bumper, nigga, a little bit of scratches on that shit, and, like, it was just off the hinges a little bit, so all somebody got to really do is pop it back in and smooth it out. That ain't going to cost me that much, is it?
It shouldn't.
But, I mean, I also don't want this bitch to be, that's why I was trying to flirt with her a little bit, because I don't want to be one of the thirsty bitches trying to get some weird-ass, you know, get a weird quote or something like that, and then try to take advantage of a nigga. That's why I was trying to flirt with her a little bit, yeah, you know. I clean up that bumper, and it can go out. You know, don't have your boyfriend be mad. She started giggling like a motherfucker, like, hello, there it is. That's how
No.
That's how you know. But, man, but besides my fucking Friday right now, man, how's your Friday going? Shit.
I only always get one when I get another controller.
What happened?
I'm not nigga, really. I was talking about my battery packs and shit. I need to get it some more and shit. My controllers.
Yeah, you do, because you don't got enough to go around. But,
nigga, I got like eight controllers. Don't get it twisted.
No, hey, I know you got eight controllers, but not the battery packs for all them damn controllers, nigga. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell me you're not going to start.
I got them. They just don't work.
I thought my shit wasn't about to start. Like, fuck. Like, damn it. See, I'm so bad. Like I said, I'm really lucky in the sense that I don't care. Because, like I said, this shit right here would bother a lot of people. I'm like, whatever. I just got to roll with a fucked up hip. Like, that's all I'm worried about, you know? Like, not even worried about it. I still see motherfuckers out here worse than mine, and I still got it. So fuck what other people think. Rolling. Like, man, but anyway, man, what else? What's going on in your industry now, Fresh, man? Anything you want to get off your chest this week, man? Because this shit just perplexing me right now.
Nigga, fuck everything, you know what I'm saying? I'm chilling, man. You know, I don't really got, you know what I'm saying, too many fuck yous to get out today. You know, I'm good. I got off early, you know what I'm saying? I got to the house, I'm chilling, you know. I ain't, you know, yeah. Niggas coming to me, finna smoke some herbage. You know, I ain't really tripping.
Where you at, I don't know. Where we at, I don't know.
Faded with it. And I'm loaded up all the videos too for the shit as well. So the videos for Smoke Session should be up either by the end of the night or first thing in the morning. So all the new episodes will be loaded up for anybody out there listening that want to check it out. So check us out on YouTube, Facebook, all that shit. Dagger Down, Bang Out Radio, or gmail.com. Y'all need to help us out with these Smoke Sessions, man. We're trying to turn YouTube into Witty Tube. So make sure y'all check them out. Uh-huh. Y'all enjoy it, especially the smokers. Smokers are really going to enjoy it. So don't get stressed. But, yeah, I was watching the episode the other day. I was like, man, these is fire. Like, this is sweet, though. Like, and your ass off the video just say random shit. So I was like, yeah, okay, I'm gone. Like,
yeah, because that's how I get out, you know? Fuck it.
Oh, man. I really got away. I got to go about spot. I'm still, look at me. I ain't learned nothing. I'm still texting and driving. I ain't learned shit. Hey, I just hit somebody because of this shit. I'm still doing it. Maybe somebody hit me and it'll bounce out. Maybe.
Don't matter. They're like a 74.
Let's see. Say it was on Dakota, Harvard, or what? Let's see. Harvard, or what? What are we about at, man? There you go. He was parked on the corner. You're not parked on the corner now. Oh, there he is. Yeah, man, I just hit somebody. Yeah, I know my license plate is hanging off, man. That's like 5 minutes ago. Yeah, it wasn't that bad. Luckily, it was a truck, so I kind of slid under it. That's why my hood is messed up. Like, they shit ain't that bad. I kind of went under it. So it's just a little cosmetic work. It ain't that bad, but, I mean, it could have been a lot worse than it was, you know, so... And then lucky, but peep this though, man, it was a bomb bitch I hit though. And she was like low key kind of, nigga came out, back out, like, you got a license? Like, yeah, I got a license. I mean, what you wearing? Don't trip. You got a shirt? Yeah, I got a shirt. Don't trip. I got, you know, my bad. You know, right, but are you okay though? You know, I had to put that charm on her real quick. You know, they wanted to get hot. And then she was about to pull off this shit. And she came back, like, you know what? You know, since you got everything straight, I didn't think I want to get our insurance involved in everything. I mean, like, she came back, like, I'm like, you know what? You know, I'm sorry, you know, but I definitely can't handle that. You know, I get paid, you know, oof or whatever. Give me, like, 3 quotes by then, you know, average that shit out, you know. And then, you know what, even as a bonus, if your boyfriend's not mad, I'll take you out. She started giggling like a motherfucker. Flip the whole shit around, you know what I mean? Like, flip the whole thing around. So I'm mad that my hood's kind of hanging off, but at the same time, like I said, it could have been a lot worse, so. I'm about to smoke this weed as well. You know, I mean, I should have never moved. What happened was I was toasted, but I was like, okay, let me go get some gas. Let me go get my blunts and shit. That's why I was like, let me handle this shit before you get here. And it showed up. I said, the sound I had got to the start.
I was trying to find a house. I was like, you could have came to the dairy or something.
Yeah, so, but like I said, it's okay.
This
is one of those things, man. You know, shit happens. So, I mean, I ain't worried about that, man. Just because I put the hood a little light back on, but it'll be okay. But good looking at all my shit, man. How's it going? Man, all right, got my weed in my pocket now. So I feel okay. Everything's coming together as it should have 5-10 minutes ago. Shit. Fuck. Fucking Friday. And I got to pack it up and pop off. And I already got to start this shit off like this. Fuck, but it's not going to stop. Nothing is popping off. It ain't going to stop shit. A lot of motherfuckers be like, man, no, I ain't going, or I ain't about to do that, or niggas, nah, fuck that. I'm still about to roll out, do what I gotta do. Get this nigga West over here talking about real quick. Man, everybody's gonna be like, nigga, you know your hood, you know your license plate dangling. Yeah, man, I know my license plate is dangling. Nigga, I just hit some shit. Like, duh. I wonder how many people will tell me my license plate is dangling while, as I drive around. I don't see any spot car. I guess they ain't got here yet. Let me get up out this area, man. I'm getting up out this area. I'll come out to that way. I'm going out to Linwood. This shit over here, man, is ridiculous. Oh, man. Oh, but hey, little bitch. Hey. This is it.
What?
Not bad. Huh?
Do not. You can do whatever you want to do, man. I ain't even tripping. Do whatever you want to do. I ain't even on that no more. Don't nobody guard me. You don't. Oh, don't. Niggas don't guard me. So it's all good.
Here you go. I know you ain't talking video games, nigga. Like I said, even when I guard you, nigga, you can speak
about it. What are you talking about? So it's all good for the show. See, I'm going to start playing like everybody else plays.
I mean, obviously, niggas is on the 2K13. That's obvious. But I don't know why y'all keep playing that, man. When y'all walk. I don't know about Remy. I know Fo, man. Fo, your talent ain't that good. You all right.
Niggas is Scarpito.
Nigga, that 2K13, that Black Ops 2 is about to come out pretty soon too. Like, ooh, you ain't fuck with the Black Ops.
You don't want no parts in that Black Ops. I'm trying to get that too. When it
come
out,
don't watch the Black Ops 2, nigga. You ain't gonna get all that shit, nigga. You don't want it. Nigga, headshots, nigga. Get it out, headshots.
You weak.
Nah, all right, nigga. Like I said, we gonna see.
All right, so wait. You had the 4D beat the bitch real quick? Is that what you telling me? That's what you did?
I had to flip her on. I had to flip her on the whole situation, nigga. Once she hopped on, I realized she was, like, a little young, and she was, like, young or whatever. And the first thing she did, you could tell she was kind of young, and she didn't know what to do. Because the first thing she did was hop on the phone. I think she was talking to, like, her moms or something like that. You know, y'all motherfuckers, when they're young and they be involved in shit, they got to call to figure out exactly what to do and everything. Like, oh, what do I do? You know, how do I handle this and that and everything? So that's what she was doing. So she was out on the phone. But like I said, she was going to be like, okay, well, I think I answered all the right questions. It's like when you get stopped by the police. Police ask you certain questions. When shit go down, you know, you got a license, registration, insurance, you been arrested, been in jail, they ask you the same questions. If you answer them right, they're going to leave you alone. So she hit me up like, you know, her first question was, you got insurance? I'm like, yeah, babe, don't even trip, bro. I got insurance, you know that. You know, I'm on calm, you know, got the little crack in my smile, like, you know, don't even trip, I got it. You know what I'm saying?
Get a 4D beater, you cold, nigga.
I had to drop my voice a little bit, you know, I had to put on my, like, yo, you know, I'm really, really sorry, you know, my bad, I mean, you're not injured, right? The first thing I said was, like, you're not injured, right? You was way too cute to be injured, and I hope I didn't injure you, right? You're okay? Like, you're way too attractive to be, actually, she wasn't even that attractive, to be honest. She was like, she had a little bit of body on her, but she had those, you know, the girls, I think I want to say half Japanese or whatever, because her eyes were kind of tight, but she was black. But her eyes didn't open up all the way. You know, and I think one of her eyes was droopy. You know, but I couldn't get on her like that because, like I said, I had to try to play the role the right way.
So you think one of her eyes was droopy?
I think it was drooping a little bit. It seemed like one of her eyes just went down lower than the other one.
Like
she had down,
the
down syndrome? Yeah, something like that. She didn't have it, though, but it was kind of like something like that, maybe a little bit. I don't know. But she did have a little bit, she did have body on it though. Like I said, she can get it. Don't get it twisted, she'll get it if it comes out of that. But, nah, she was, as far as overall 100, like, nah, the face, body of a goddess, face from hell. One of those, I've always said that, but I just told her somebody. It was one of those.
She was dang ill?
She was what?
She was dang ill and shit? Body of a goddess, face from hell. Stupid.
Wasn't all the way from hell, but I mean, she could have been, like I said, it just seemed like her face, like half of her face. You know when people have strokes and half their face drooped down, like, you know, one side of their face, you thought it was kind of like that.
Down syndrome, gal.
So, but yeah, that's what just happened, man. And then it's showing up, nigga. What it was like this, right? Well, Bill, you know, the intro went down on the song or whatever. I was listening to the song because, you know, at the beginning of the show, I play a track. You know, even on this show, I play at least that one track at the beginning. Nigga, as soon as the song went off and it started coming on, like I was about to start talking, nigga, boom. So the first thing I think people was going to hear in the show is me talking about, like, fuck, I just hit somebody. Like, that's the first thing I said. Like, fuck. But people always talk about reality shows and everything like that. Man, this is reality radio. You know what I mean?
Y'all going to get no reality.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You're going to get no more reality than Bang Out Radio, all right? This is the realest fucking radio station that you will ever bring. And this is for independent artists and all that shit and everything. We deal with reality. Fucking niggas lose signals. You know, computers don't work. Niggas don't got internet service in some places. I mean, fuck it. But we still here. You know, niggas hitting shit, hitting calls. Gotta get insurance from people and shit, you know. Leave fucking out of here. And this is funny. I could blame the show if I wanted to, but I'm not like that. You know, it's my fault. I did it. But, you know, if I wasn't doing the show, then I wouldn't have been out in the area where I would hit, you know, if I was. But I'm not that type of nigga. It's my fault. I did it. I'm not gonna lie, you know. But like I said, real men handle whatever happens to them, you know what I mean? Other niggas want to bitch up, cry about shit or whatever. It was funny because the homegirl that I went with, right, she just recently, she wasn't in an accident, but she didn't even know who hit her car. Her car was parked, right, and I guess somebody pulled out and they mistimed it. So what they did was they, like, scratched the side of the car as they were pulling out or whatever. Oh, and I'm not getting on this fucking freeway if it's looking like this. God damn, where all these people coming from? Too many fucking people in L.A.
It's the land, nigga. Where you going? You coming over here?
Yeah, over there.
Huh?
So, no, I thought my ass okay, hop on the 110. That's stupid. Not going to hop on the 110. Nope. So, I got to take one of these back streets to your house. What back street am I going to take? What do I feel like? Broadway? Figueroa?
Hey, hold on.
On the hose out, Chef? Let me go look some hose. Maybe that'll make me feel better. I could drive out some hose on Figueroa. I don't know, man. Damn. Oh, it's gonna be some shit. Man, see. It was only because I was about to do something stupid with that money. I was about to have this like $500-$600 just to do whatever I wanna do with. You know, not give a fuck type money. Like I wasn't gonna go on vacation, but I was gonna take my vacation time and take my vacation money and act like I'm on vacation for maybe a weekend or something. But can't even do that shit now. Well, I don't know. Like I said, hopefully she's cool. Like I said, hopefully I gamed up enough a little bit where, you know, the quote ain't going to be that much. And I damn sure got to make sure I got to pay this bitch, too. Calm down. Oh, shit. Remember, y'all, if y'all want to call in, 661-621-7559, let me know how your Friday's going already. Because my shit is fucked up already off top. And I was already excited about this weekend. But I'm still excited. Like I said, I got some shit I'm still going to get into or we're going to do or whatever, what's going to get popping later on this evening. I'm not going to discuss it right now. I'm going to take my phone house and shit so I can tell them niggas what's going on. But this shit, man, right here, I don't know, man. I'm not even mad. It's just a situation. Like I said, oh, girls, what are y'all stopping for? This is the problem. People keep stalling. Police siren. Okay. I guess we gotta stop at the police. Man, fuck that, man. I don't have to smoke. Can't wait. Hold on. Oh, hold on. Oh, we got another call on this Fuck You Fridays. Oh, I know this is. Hold on. I think I do. I've always recognized myself. I'm getting really good at this. I mean, after over a year, I should be better at this. But if my internet connection is gonna connect, hold on. Come on.
Can
do it. There it is. How's it going, Queen? How you feeling?
I'm all right. I've been listening for like the past 10 minutes. Are you okay?
Yeah. Just hit somebody, but I mean nothing major.
Yeah.
Just,
oh.
But it's okay.
Right. Nothing major.
No, my
Fuck You Fridays ain't got shit on that just now. All right.
As much as pessimistic as I always am and about shit or whatever, I handle bad news well because I'm so used to it. Like I said, I just hit somebody. So, but like I said, a lucky truck, you know, it was kind of a big truck, so I kind of just went underneath it. What I did was really scrape up the bottom of their bumper and knock it off a little bit. Not even all the way off, but you could tell, you know, there's a little gap between the bumper and the car is supposed to be. There's a little gap where I just threw it off a little bit. And just a couple of scratches and everything and shit on main car. So that's, you know what I mean? It's like, because whenever you're in an accident, it's about, no matter whose fault it is or whatever, you always want to just think about damages. You know what I mean? How badly is the other person's car fucked up? Because you got to realize that may come out of your pocket. So luckily, in that sense, they should have that fucked up. Like I said, a couple of scratches, maybe a little paint, you know what I mean, not even really needed. Any real person, like say she didn't have insurance or anything like that, they would have been like, no, fuck it, just let it go. You know what I mean? But,
right.
You know, she was a female. She had insurance probably and all kind of everything. Might not even been her car. So she was like, nah, we're going to take care of this shit straight. But like I said, I'm lucky in that sense, because if it was somebody who was low like me or, you know, a smaller car, you know, I would have fucked up their whole back end. You know what I mean? It would have been worse, and it would have been more damaging. Now, as far as my car goes, you know, me, I do care. I love my car. Like I said, I'm sorry, baby, for running you up under a truck. I'm talking to my car, y'all. Sorry. Sorry for running you up under a truck and everything. I do apologize. But at the same time, a little cosmetic work don't bother me. Like I said, my hood's kind of bent in. I can't open my hood right now. I can't get to the engine. Lucky, I don't need to get to the engine right now. Like I said, the car's still running and it's still moving. So besides the fact that it looks a little bent up, and because it's got footprints on it, because I had to stand on my own hood and try to stomp it back down real quick, besides that, it's okay. You know?
Right.
Besides that, I'm okay.
Right.
And I'm still rolling. I'm still driving through these streets of L.A. and they ain't going to stop me. So it's like, fuck you. We out here. So, and now I'm just going to act even more of an ass for the rest of the day, because now I got something to make up for. So that's me. What's going on with you this Friday, Ms. Quinn?
Nothing. Like I said, now I can't even complain about my fucking Fridays. I mean, I'm a little hurt a little bit, but I mean, like, damn. That ain't got shit. Damn.
Ain't got nothing to do with this. Like I said, come on, don't compare it to me, because like I said, I'm fine.
No,
I'm not,
but like, you feel me? Like, when you hear somebody else's shit compared to your shit don't mean shit. You know how the old saying goes, you feel me? Somebody's always worse off than you are. You feel me?
Yeah,
so, I mean, not even saying like that, but you feel me? Hey, you feel me? Wow.
But also at the same time, everybody got issues. Everybody got problems. They all got to put that shit out. So what's going on, Quinn? Talk to me. What's up with you? See, you got to talk for a little while, too, because while you're talking, see, I'm going to do something else I probably shouldn't do when I'm driving. I'm about to roll this weed when you tell me what's going on while I'm driving and still hosting the show. So if I hit something else, then y'all know for well. But I'm not going to hit nothing else. I'm good. I'm going to need you to talk.
I need to get some shit off my chest because, you know, it's Fuck You Fridays, and, you know, after some other bullshit jumped off earlier this week, you know, now niggas want to play with my money, and I'm just like, ugh.
Oh, see, my fucking
yeah.
You can't fuck with people's money. When you fuck with people's money, that's always a problem, man.
So, I'm telling you, situation, the homegirl, you know, a week or two ago, she hit me up and she asked me if I wanted to go down to the beach or whatever. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll go down with you. She's like, oh, you got some money. She's like, you got some gas. I was like, oh, I got no money. But, you know, I ended up hustling up some money. And, I got me a nice little chunk of change. You know, she asked me if she can borrow some money. She asked me if she could borrow $50. You know, and she'll give it back to me. She'll give me back $60 when she got paid. I was like, oh, shit, no trip. Whatever, cool. So, you know, her payday come up. She hits me up on Monday night and was like, oh, you know, she's like, I'm on my way to the city right now. She's like, I'm going to be back. She's like, I'm going to be back tomorrow. She's like, tomorrow night I'll give you back your money. I was like, okay, sure. Cool. She calls me Tuesday, and she asked me if the other homegirl had paid, you know, some other shit off. I was like, no, not that I know of. You feel me? She's talking regular business. She ain't telling me she was going to come bring my money.
Right.
I ain't tripping. No, I don't, you feel me? I don't flex people about money. Like, if I give it, then that means I give it. You feel me? But if you tell me you're going to send it back, especially when it comes down to certain people, you feel me, especially knowing how you are about your money when you lend your shit out, and then you feel me, somebody else going to take
you
back
think,
your
you
shit.
You would think they'd be the same,
right.
But they're not. Go ahead. But, yeah,
right.
Never the same.
So, you know, and I'm not tripping because, you know, she on the other homegirl about, you know, another large sum of money. You feel me? So I'm thinking that my little chump change, you know, you can just throw that at me. So you over here spending money on your nigga, buying him all sorts of shit. You know,
sure,
she just bought that nigga. Right. She bought that nigga the brand new iPhone 5. You over here buying $300, $400 phones and shit. So I'm thinking my little money ain't finna be shit, right? So I hit up the other homegirl because she owes the other homegirl some money too. So I hit her up. I think that was yesterday, and I'm like, hey, you know, did she pay you back your money? She's like, yeah, she brought it over to the house. You know, she owed me $40, but she, you know.
No, that's bad. Yeah, that's all wrong.
Well, right. She's like, she handed me $20. And, you know, the homegirl was like, wait, boo, you owe me $40. So she caught attitude, went back to the car and gave the other homegirl back her other dud. So, you know, I'm like, wait a minute.
She gave her all her money. She
wasn't even trying to give her all her money. Right, so you already off to a bad start. You ain't even trying to give back to all the money that you owe. So I'm like, okay, you feel me? So I'm like, okay, well, wait a minute. Like, she went all the way over there to your house to give you back your money, but my house is in between the city and your house. So how the fuck did she pass the money shit and not give me my shit? Right. So yesterday, yeah, that was Wednesday. So yesterday, you know, I hit her up and I'm like, you know, hey, what's popping with that money? You know, I really need that. I got my own shit that I need to handle because I got a little special event popping off, you know. So I'm like, you know, I need that money. What's popping? She sends me a text and she's like, oh, she's like, niggas ain't been fucking with my phone calls lately. She's like, I called you several times to come and give it to you, but you didn't answer me. So I
can't call my phone once. She didn't call now
right.
once.
You ain't called my phone now one time. You called my phone. You called my phone to ask me if the other homegirl had paid some other shit off. The two of y'all got together, but it's in my name. But y'all two ain't paid y'all rent in my fucking name, but you couldn't come and find me back my money? All right. So, you know, I'm pissed. So she's like, well, I'm not going to be back out that way until this weekend. So in my head, I'm like, wait, which way? You not going to be heading east or you not going to be heading west? Because either which way, my house is in between both spots. So if you really need to go further east, I can do that. You feel me? I ain't got shit cracking this weekend. I done already did all the shit that I need to do out this way. So do you need me to go and pick up my money? Because I will.
Yeah, I couldn't get it. Don't get it to you. Yeah, my daughter comes in, I couldn't get it.
If that's the problem, you feel me, let me know. Oh, now I'm not getting a text back. So I'm like, okay. So, you know, I hit up the other homegirl, and she's like, well, that's how she is. I'm like, nah, bro, I don't, you feel me? I told her when I lent her that money that I needed that money back because everybody know, especially all the homegirls, they know I got this thing popping. Like, nah, you feel me? So every little bit of my money helps to what I'm putting it towards, you feel me? So for me to lend you money and then for you not to pay it back, kind of fucking me up right now, you feel me? And then I turn around today. Because today is payday, you feel me? I go, I pick up my fucking paycheck, and I'm looking at it like, what the fuck? Because a paycheck ain't looking how I wanted it to be looking. So I'm like, fuck, now I really need this money. So I'm like, okay. Yesterday in the middle of the text message, I'm like, well, shit, can you at least Western Union it to me? You don't know fucking
yeah,
this.
Something. Yeah, MoneyGram, shit, something, right?
Something, you feel me? Like, you told me I only owed you $50. You told me you was going to pay me back the extra $10 just for holding my $50. You feel me? So I'm expecting, nigga, you can even put the other $10
towards sending me the money.
Right. No. No text message, no phone calls, no nothing. So I'm just like, damn.
Wait, sorry. This is what just happened. What are you slamming your fucking brakes for? There's nothing in front of you. Why are you stopping?
This is the shit right here.
This is what I be talking about. But go ahead, I'm sorry. But this shit right here, why are you stopping? Okay, now you can stop. There's a red light. Stopping 100 feet, 200 feet back there was for no reason. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Queen. Man.
No, but I mean, you know, I'm just like, so I'm in a bind right now because I'm like, well, fuck, you feel me? I wanted to go and do some fly-ass shit with that little money, you feel me? Because, you know, I can make a little bit out of nothing. That's just what I do. You feel me? So I'm like, all right. But now I'm like, you sit up here hounding the other homegirl about her money, but You feel me? But now if I start hounding you about mine, even though, you feel me, it's not that much, you feel me? But at the same time, when you ain't got it a little bit, you feel me?
It
needs
help. Yeah.
Right. I need, like, it's not even that I want it back, because usually I'm the girl that's like, okay, somebody come to me and be like, can I borrow some money? You feel me? If you don't give it back, then I know not to fuck with you on no money shit no more. You feel me? But I never really go that far with people. Whenever people tell me they need it and I got it, I give. That's what I do. You feel me? So when I'm in a bind,
you sound like me. You don't learn how to do that shit. You'll never listen to me, though, what I tell you all the time. You'll be better than me because I'm the same way. But you got to be better than me. People don't care. Like, this is what I mean. They'll tell you that everything will sound good when they need it. Like, yeah, I'll pay you this, I'll do that. It all sounds good when they need it, but then when they got it, or, you know, or it's time to get back, it's a whole different person. Like, where's the person now? Where's the person that was asking for the money? That person ain't here right now, is they? Like,
and that's my thing, because when it comes down to me, like, I always pay my debt. I pay my bills and I pay my debt. Like, if I come to somebody and I owe them and can I borrow this, whenever, as soon as I get my money back, I know for a fact I got to go get such and such back that money. You feel me?
Like,
so everybody always counts on me. You feel me? Everybody knows that. When I come and I ask, because I don't ask a lot. You feel me? I'd rather
like
go without than ask.
That's what I really thought too. You know, when I hit this person, when I hit this person in the car, that's the first thing I thought about. Like, damn, I owe somebody some money. That's the first thing I thought about. Like, fuck, like, damn, but you got to pay your debts. But that's what I'm saying. There's a difference between people that feel like I hate owing people money. You know what I mean? That's why I'm gonna make sure I pay for this girl's bumper so I can get this bitch out of my way or whatever. Because you know when people act like you owe them something, they can get real irate, and they can get real...
Right.
But on one hand, and then they take advantage of people like us that I'm cool. Like I said, my cousin still owed me $900 for a rental car, like, months and months ago. Like, you know what I mean? They said shit to me about it or anything like that. But, I mean, people take advantage of shit like that, like us. People take advantage of people like us. But I do the same thing you do. Once I let you borrow money... And then you, like, fuck it or whatever or something like that. Yeah, like you said, I'm not just going to fuck with you on the money tip no more. I just know, no, I'm not giving you that no more. It's just not going to work.
But where my issue lies with it, you feel me, I wouldn't be so horrible. I wouldn't feel so bad about it if I know that you needed it. Because, you know, the other day she ran out of gas. She told me, and I didn't have no money. And she was calling me, asking me for money. You feel me? But my thing is this. You take your whole paycheck and you go and you trick it off. Instead of paying
on a nigga, and don't pay your debts first. And don't
right.
pay your debts first.
You don't pay
right.
your debts, and then you go and you trick off your whole paycheck on a nigga, and then you run out of gas, and then you call on the homegirls like, hey, can y'all come and help me out with at least $5 worth of gas, whatever, so I can do this, and this. But you take your whole paycheck and go trick it off, and then I'm not supposed to be mad about the money that you owe me. Like, I could see if you went and you used that money on some other shit. You feel me? You driving from all the way out here to go to Van Nuys and back when you work out here. Like, that's my issue. You spending all your money tricking off on
like
this nigga and then gas.
It's like you doing dumb shit with your money, but you keep expecting people to keep bailing you out. Like, this ain't the JM Motors. This isn't the GM Motors. Like,
so I'm just like, so I'm pissed because I'm like, fuck, now I need to go do this, I need to go do that. And I need to go do this, but you feel me? I need this money in order to do this. So, you feel me? So now it's like, what the fuck do I do? So I'm just like, fuck. My mom is like, don't worry about it. Just stay calm. It's cool. Don't worry. No, because you feel me? I work hard for the little bit of money that I do get. You feel me? And I want to spend my money the way I want to spend my money.
Yeah, I need that.
I want to go and trick off. I want to go trick off and go and say, hey, I'm going to spend this weekend doing this and this and this. You feel me? But I can't because such and such owe me this money. You feel me? I want to go and get my, you feel me? I want to go and get my hair done and my nose done, but you got your hair done and your nose done with the money that I just gave you. Or you spending that money on this nigga and buying this nigga Ace of Weed and iPhone 5 and all this
shit. I want an Ace and an iPhone.
Hold on, y'all. I'm sorry. Hold on. Realize it. I got another phone call. I'm gonna be right back. Hold on.
Fresh with it back though, man. Who the fuck was you talking to for so long, nigga? What was you doing?
This nigga Remy was on the phone and shit.
I'm like,
and then he hung this shit up, but it rang back and shit. This nigga right here.
Niggas is straight, man. So who's losing? Who's losing all the game?
I know about the end, and I don't want that shit to come up.
So,
my bad. Hi, Wes. How are you?
Until
he's
here.
Hold on, man. What the fuck? Hold on. I'm trying to keep up. Fresh, what the fuck is going on over there with you, man? What y'all doing? Y'all playing the game? Y'all in the 2K?
Yeah, we're playing the game, but I just asked you, like, yo, how long is it going to be before you get here?
Oh, man, I'm right here on El Segundo and whatever the fuck this side street is. Hold on. El Segundo and I want to say, there it is, Alameda. I'm right here, around the corner. Smoking this weed.
Yeah.
Just trying to get to you while it's still lit, so I got to go to the pass around real quick. But yeah, now I'm right around the corner. So, man, you get back on the show, nigga, when I come up there, because we're going to have that echo effect, because you just got to talk loud when I get up there. All
right, good show.
Hello.
Good show. All right, Queen, you back?
Yeah, I'm back. My bad, y'all. The homie just rolled by real fast.
Whoa.
And then my brother called, so.
Nah, we're good. Here, these niggas. Nigga,
hello?
Hey, Fred, you need to cut off your phone or mute it, nigga. What are the other? Y'all niggas is loud.
Oh, okay, for sure.
I'm about to pull up, so as soon as I get there, like I said, niggas will be able to hear y'all through my shit. Yeah, okay, yeah, see, he did that, for sure. But yeah, Queen, so that's fucked up, man, but that's just,
yeah. I'm having a little brain issue right now. Sorry, y'all, I'm just, you know, because when I go through shit, what?
It shows you where people are at. And then once you know where people are at, then you just know. You know what I mean? When put
right.
To the show, people show their ass when they want to. You see what's important to people when, you know what I mean, when they need help, it's all, oh, can you please, all this, all that. It's always every story in the book or every kind of excuse or always something or whatever. But then when niggas be on, then it's like, you know what, fuck you or whatever, you know, or when it's on them, then it's like, you know, nothing matters or nothing is important. So it's
And then that's my thing, you feel me? Because then that night that she had borrowed the money from me originally, she was running on my gas. You feel me? And I didn't even get to do what I wanted to do that night. I was supposed to go see the homie in the city that night. You feel me? And she ended up fucking off my shit, and you feel me? And I couldn't even go handle do what I wanted to do. You feel me? And you're running on my gas.
But as long as that's one thing I did learn, though, and this is the best advice that I can give you. As long as you allow that shit to happen, they're going to keep doing it. So you got two options. You either pull the card there's nothing really wrong with this as well. I mean, but just that some people can't handle it. It just feels like you want to go this route. Like I said, if she's truly like a true friend or whatever or something like that, if that's what she truly is or what she's supposed to be, then you should be able to come at her straight up, you know what I mean? No sugarcoat, no bullshit, exactly how you feel. Like you talking to me right now, like, yo, that's just fucked up. You doing fucked up shit right now. I don't appreciate it. I don't like it. You know, you should be able to come at her straight up like that. And then she should even if she does get mad, or even if y'all have a little argument, I mean, friend getting into shit or whatever, but the bottom line is, if anything outside of I'm sorry or, you know, you're right or anything like that comes out of her mouth, then you know that that's a problem. You know what I mean? Because there are those people, like I said, there are those people that accept their role or accept things when things happen. And do what they got to do. They, you know, they man up, woman up, or whatever, and do what they got to do, and they do what's right. Or they always try to find an excuse to not do something. You know, it's one or the other. And the people come up always with the craziest excuses for not doing shit. Oh, it was your fault, or it was this, or I don't know.
Right.
It's just, you know, there's always an excuse.
And that was my issue with it. That was my main issue with it, was the fact that she had came to me on some shit like, oh, well, I was calling you, but you didn't answer. Well, wait a minute. You know where I stay at, and you know if I'm not with you, if I'm not with you or the other homegirls, then I'm at the house. You feel me? I don't go no place else. I don't really do too much else. You feel me? So what the fuck else? You feel me? So where else was I going to be at? You wasn't calling me.
That's
you feel me? My phone don't ring. You feel me? My phone did not ring. My phone still ain't rang your name. My phone still ain't rang your name in a minute. Now all of a sudden when I'm asking you for my shit, you feel me? Now all of a sudden it's, oh, I ain't got it, or I'm not going to be out that way until this weekend, or whatever. But like I said, I can go in between both places.
But it's always an excuse, because then the next thing that's going to happen is then the weekend's going to be over and there's going to be another excuse. Then
right.
It's always an excuse, you know what I mean?
But I'd rather
somebody just tell me, like, yo, I'm just not going to give it to you right now. I don't got it. I'd rather you just be straight up with me. Even if it's not what I want to hear, let me be honest, because then I feel like you're bullshitting, you're lying to me.
And see, and that's why I say this is why, Dagger, I like talking to you about real-ass shit, because other people try to tell me shit like, oh, well, she don't want to tell you that she ain't got it. Well, why the fuck not? At least if you tell me straight up that I ain't got it, then I can figure out something else. But if you tell me shit like, oh, I'm going to have it by then, by here, then I'm waiting on you to have it by here. You feel me? And then if you don't, then what? You feel me? Now you got me caught up in some bullshit, because now I got to figure out another way to do the shit that I need to do. I'd rather you tell me straight up to my face that you ain't got it.
But that's
and
what I'm saying, though.
Instead of telling me some other shit.
Yeah, but people, like I always say, are going to fuck it up. What's up, people? Hold on. Fresh with it. Faded with it in the building. 2K13 on the flat screen, the HD.
50 inches.
50 inches out here. It's Philly versus Chicago. And we got Chi-Town up by two. Oh, these are the classics? No, these are the new teams?
Just me.
You got the classic?
I just got AI. I'm going
to
play with AI
because
I never
played with it. Allen Iverson on the screen. Yeah, y'all, that's the game update. Let me step over here to the kitchen real quick while I'm still talking real quick. But, yeah. But, yeah, Queen, man, fuck that. Like I said, people, and they always try to, they try to prolong the situation. They don't want, but see, as a friend, that she should be able to tell you that she ain't got it. You know, it shouldn't have to be no bullshit. That's what I'm saying. If that was a true friend, like, hold on, we're going to ask. Hey, pause the game real quick. I'll ask y'all something. Real quick. That's it. Y'all borrow money from each other, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you owe each other money.
I know
but if one of y'all owe each other money, like, see, y'all was, and you just ain't got it, you just tell a nigga, like, you just ain't got it right now, right? And I give you a certain amount. You don't. They, oh, yeah. I mean, you don't sit up here and make excuses like, well, this, that, or... No, you just think, I got it, right?
I mean, but if it's in a type of relationship that you got with that person, it's like the thing you is. If you the nigga that's always known and not be to be sure with shit,
all right.
He's going to feel you have to make them excuses. But like with folks, and me, we know that if he knows that if I say I don't got it, I don't got it.
Yeah.
And you know that I'm not going to be coming in here and popping...
But that's what I'm saying, but y'all... Yeah.
And I owe you...
And you owe money, you ain't got to come over here and pop it, buy a new iPhone 5 and shit and everything.
I'm going to come in here with money falling out my...
That's what I'm saying. Like, but see, this is what I mean. But y'all need to know each other for like years or anything like that. So I guess that depends on the relationship. So if you want to know where your relationship with your friend is, it's just like she's showing you. That's what it seems like to me. She's showing you exactly what she feel, how she feel about you, and that what she's going around and how she's going to handle it. All wrong, because like I said, you should. No friend is gonna have somebody going through this type of shit. No true friend.
That's what I'm saying. And like I said, I, you feel me? Like it's just for me. It's just like I never have a problem giving. So it's like for me, for when I get when I'm asking you, because I know that I need that back, and I gave it to you. You and the words out of your mouth was borrow, lend, loan, whatever. You feel me? Then I expect for you to do that. Do exactly what you said. You feel me? So I'm in a situation now where I need to figure out what's good for me. You feel me? Because now my special event and now my shit might be fucked up behind you and your shit because you ain't do what you said you was going to do.
Yeah, that's crazy when you base what you do off of somebody else owing you money, which is always fucked up too. That's why I try not to do shit when people owe me money. Because that's what tends to happen is you don't get to do what you got to do because you're waiting on something from somebody else, and if they don't give it to you, then you can't do it. And that's fucked
and
up, too. But like I said,
and it's me. And it's not even like, and it's not even that I, you feel me, like I can't really do what I want to do. Like, but
yeah,
it just, it helps a little bit because, you feel me, this event is special to me, you feel me? So it's just like, and everybody knows it. So it's just like for my little bit of shit,
so I
go to the side.
Honestly, what it is, honestly, like I said, if you say it, fuck you across the board.
Fuck your event. Fuck, you know, fuck how you feel. Fuck telling you the truth. You know what I mean? That's a whole lot of fuck yous right now. And I'm telling you, I'm me right now, like I said, I won't tolerate none of that shit no more. And I'm talking to you because I'm telling you this because I wish I didn't go through that shit when I was black, when I was going through it, when I was back there. You know what I mean? Because you're younger than me. So, and there's so many situations. There's so many situations people put themselves in because because people want to be so-called friends. And you know how many so-called friends I really had? Like my niggas I've been chilling with now, I've known them, but it's like we could have been chilling together like probably years ago on some whole other shit. But I was dealing with other people who were supposedly friends who was trying to do this and that and keep rifts in between people, things like that. Shit, my nigga Fresh, you wanted to beat me up at one time, didn't you? Yeah, see, Freshman wants to fuck me up.
Unless you probably see me in real life on some real gangster shit happening. But, I mean, like, I try to be nice. I try to be civil to people because of the shit that I've gone through in life, you feel me? And it's just like this week, I don't understand why people keep trying to bring that fuck you factor and you feel me, try to bring the old me back. I really try to be nice.
If you say that... What I told you all the time, and I'll say this to anybody, and I tell this to anybody, if you sit back and do what you know is right, like I said, if you still want to help people, if you still want to, you know, do all that, that's fine, because you know you're doing right, and you're doing what's good in your heart or whatever. So, you know, as long as you're doing right, and if you sit back, people will remove themselves. I mean, if you want to wait for it, because, you know, that's what I had to do. I had to wait, because the situation that I was in, It took certain situations, and then looking at how people reacted to those situations, that showed me where they are and where their trust factor is and where their loyalty is, and that's in no comparison to what I've done for them. You know what I mean? You can be in a situation where you do so much for other people, and they never do shit for you ever. Never do nothing, and still call yourself friends. I'm not saying you got to do shit for people in order to be friends. I'm not saying that. But what I'm just simply saying is, it's like you can do so much for somebody, and then they'll act like you ain't never done shit for them, ever.
Yeah, I've been in that situation too. Well, I mean,
it's like, are you serious?
I've been there too. So I mean, it's just. But see, I try to be better. You feel me? I try to be better, especially considering the person that I was. You feel me? I really try to be better than I was yesterday. So for people to keep trying to push on me and play with me. And think that I'm not, you feel me, that I'm not serious when I say shit kind of pisses me off because, like I said, I do kind of kick back. I'm relaxed when it comes to certain situations. You feel me? I try not to, especially now, I'm trying not to stress out as much as I used to. But it's just like, so fuck? I just love
But see, one thing is that at least you see what's going on, so that's what I mean, you're paying attention, so the thing is, what are you going to do about it? Because a lot of people, this shit goes on to a lot of other people, and they don't believe that it's anything bad about it or that something's wrong, so they keep going through it, and they can see, I feel the same way about you, but then I always, like I said, I always put you know, I always wanted to be that good person. Like, you know, I wanted to be a loyal friend, you know, because that's what, if I say that's what I am and if I'm able to do something and that's what we're supposed to be on, then I'm going to be that. But you can't force anybody else to be the same way that you are. And if you're not, and if they're not, then what's going to happen is it's going to really fuck up your whole situation. If you keep doing it, especially, like I said, I give people one chance. They may have their little issues or whatever, or you see them and everything like that, but no, in certain situations, then you only get one chance, and then that's it. I can tell, like I said, I'll explain what happened. This was this nigga's one chance, and I don't know, all kind of shit that went down behind this nigga, right? But I thought he was my role dog, you know what I mean? I was supposed to be this nigga's, like, kid's godfather, you know what I mean? Always taking this nigga up to the pawn shop to pawn his shit when he had to get rent and shit to try to live wherever he was living, you know, dealing with him and his baby mama and everything like that. And I was always there trying to help the homie out because I thought he was the homie. Nigga, but came down to one situation. Niggas had a show. We performed because we were performing together at the time too. Went to the show. The nigga forgot his lines on stage. But then you know, there's when you're on stage and you're performing, you can still kind of play it off. You know that like you're not fucking up if you know what you're doing. But this nigga didn't even try to do that. He was just stood there with a dumb face on his face. Like, nigga, like, forgot his whole damn near verse, you know, wasn't even trying to act it out on stage. You know what I mean? Just really just fucked up the whole thing. Right? And it pissed me off because all the nigga had to do, the nigga didn't sell no tickets. You know, he didn't have to come up with no money. You know, he didn't even have to invite people. Nobody was there to see him. He didn't have to do shit. All he had to do was get on stage and do his verse. And he couldn't do it. So I was hot, because, you know, I don't like getting on stage and looking dumb. This is what I do. Music is what I do. So, but at the same time, it was the homie, so even though I was pissed off and I was upset, I was mad, I was flamed up hot, right? I was just like, nigga, just, okay, we're just going to try to talk this up, but leave me alone. Like, don't, I'm not fucking with you, like, right now. You know, nigga, don't say nothing to me. Don't, none of that. Right? But then this nigga want to be the type of nigga like, man, what, you mad now? Or, you know, now he's the type of nigga that can't shut the fuck up.
Yes.
And then keep, like, right now, keep your fucking mouth closed. Like, nigga, I'm trying to leave, and we walking back to the car, and it's like me, the two homegirls, this nigga, three homegirls, actually, and everybody's mad at him, but there's a reason why everybody's pissed off at him. Nigga, you just sitting here and fucked up the whole show. Everybody saw it. You think anybody's fucking with you right now? We supposed to be a nigga, when I walk out with the weird boys nowadays, nigga, we own when we leave the stage. Nigga, like, we turned up. This nigga I'm pissed off. This nigga walking with his head down. You know what I mean? But he's the type of nigga that can't accept when he's done wrong. He can't say, you know what? My bad. I fucked up. He can't say that. He can't do that. Because in his head, he's the type of nigga who's never wrong. He does nothing wrong. Nothing's ever wrong with what he does. There's a reason for everything. You know, he always got the answer. You know, that's just the type of nigga that he thinks he is. So the whole time he's like, and then he's all up here trying to make excuses the whole time too. Nigga, it was the people in the crowd, man. It was the it wasn't that hyped in there anyway. It was but you know, always trying to find an excuse and then try to blame me. I'm like, nigga, I know you're not bringing it here. The last nigga you got to talk to right now, because when I get on stage, I rip it up every single time. I don't fuck up on stage, and if I do, you don't know I fucked up. Only people that know me know I fucked up. But I mean, anybody in the audience ain't gonna be able to catch that shit, because you know I know how to do that. But it was like, man. So then we leaving the whole time, like, man, fuck that. But now the bitches ain't fucking with us. But now he's blaming me, because he thinks I done told the bitches not to fuck with him. He think I said, man, don't fuck with that nigga, leave that nigga alone. I ain't said nothing to nobody. I'm pissed across the board. I'm pissed at everybody. I'm not pissed at everybody. I'm not saying, I'm just pissed, period. I'm just mad. I just don't like to be bothered when I'm pissed like that, especially coming from a show. Because like I said, music is what I do. You know, it's not easy and it's not cheap or whatever to get out here on stage and try to rock a show or to do shit like that. You know what I mean? I'm not, people aren't paying to see me technically. You know, I've still got to cover my own shit for these shows. So when a nigga gets up there and acts like it's nothing to him, when he claims that he's just as with it as I am, and he's not, that pisses me the fuck off. Because then we didn't have to get up there and do that. I would have performed by my damn self and called it a day. But...
Wow.
But let's continue. I said, that's just one. Already he can't even. So now we in the car on the way home. The nigga's still talking. You know? So, oh, you ain't talking to me now? Like, playing with me like I'm joking. Like, nigga,
wow.
This is not funny. I keep telling him, nigga, yes, I'm pissed off. Leave me alone. Nigga's already in, because, like I said, this is one of those nights where, yeah, this is popping. Already had the room on deck. Nigga was on the way back to the room. You know what I mean? I already had the room with the three girls. Me and the homie was supposed to go down that night. You know, get back to the room and shit. Still ain't nobody fucking with this nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody's just upset because the whole show done been fucked up. So everybody's just upset. And it's his fault, so ain't nobody fucking with him. I definitely wasn't fucking with him. But what I'm saying is, as pissed off as I was, like I said, the nigga still came back to the room. I wasn't going to turn him. Because he was still the homie. Just don't fuck with me right now. Leave me alone. Let me calm down or whatever. Chalk that shit up. He just wouldn't let that shit go. So I'm like, oh, so this nigga. So I get to the room. I'm trying to chill and relax. This nigga, like, still like, man, why is it so quiet? Y'all ain't fucking with me? Well, I mean, what's going on? And then it's funny because I didn't say anything at all. Because like I said, I was keeping my mouth shut. The bitches were telling like, nah, nigga, nobody fucking with you right now. You fucked. And it was on his head. and if you know this nigga, you know this, especially this nigga don't like no bitches being on his head. He think he all GQ smooth and everything like that. Can't no bitch tell me nothing type stuff or whatever. Nah, these bitches was on his head. Like, nigga, you got up there and flubbed. Like, he just looked like, you know, when a deer get caught in the headlights and throw the motherfucker. He just up there like, Eminem. Remember, I wrote it in my track I did about it, nigga. I did the Eminem beat. You did the movie and you choked. Like, nigga choked like, remember in 8 Miles at the beginning when Eminem choked with this Father Mike, the very beginning when he choked? That's exactly what it looked like. He's choking.
Oh,
now, but see, now let's just keep going. Like I said, this is just, now the nigga want to throw a tantrum like a bitch because already I could have took that nigga home and chilled with all the girls by myself. That's what I really wanted to do anyway. But no, I'm like, I'm not going to do the homie like that. Me trying to be cool and try to keep the night salvage it somehow. Like, no, we're gonna take it back to the room. We're going to tell him, literally, just let me get back in my mojo or whatever and everything like that, you know. But, again, this nigga think I'd have told the bitches not to fuck with us, or this nigga top a little bitch-ass attitude. This nigga goes from the house, goes from the room, and goes sit down and goes sit in the car. Like, I'm going to go into the car.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm chilling up in the... Ooh.
Hi, baby.
Hold on real quick. Wait, quick pause on the story. I'm sorry. Just a quick update. We still got Chicago and AI going at it. It is 56-56 right now. And with 1.1 seconds left, Chicago ball on the inbound. Enough time to get a shot out.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. We got the inbound to D-Rose. You know we're going to get it. He didn't get it off. He airballed anyway. All right, back to the story. But, man, so now he's sitting in the car. Now he's sitting in the car for, like, a cool, like, 30 minutes to an hour, whatever. I'm still chilling with the girls or whatever, chilling, relaxing. They got the little hot tub in there. Nigga, I'm in the water. I'm trying to relax. You know, I'm trying to. And then I get a knock at the door like 2-2-2-2. Like this nigga came back upstairs talking about, nigga, I'm ready to go home. Like, all right, nigga, that's shit.
I'll take you home. That I do
real fast. You know what I mean? I ain't got no problem taking you home. I want your ass here anyway. I was just trying to be cool because I thought you was, the, you know, because at the time I thought you was the homie. I'm not gonna just kick the homie out like that when his bitches involved and shit going down or whatever. I'm not going to do that. So, but now the nigga coming back up with an attitude and shit, somebody was gone on that and everything. So, okay, fine. Take his ass all the way home, right? Take him home. He lives in Hollywood. We talk a lot of Western and fucking, we have the Mustang, nigga. Nigga, Western and King. Nigga, it's the LA people that know, man. We right there at the Mustang. You know what I mean? Like, across the street from the Snooty Fox. I mean, for those that know, that that's who he was. So I go back, and, you know, I still got the girls chilling or whatever. Now I go back to the room, right, and they're like, okay, well, let's go get something to eat or whatever. Nigga, while I look for my wallet, nigga, my wallet's gone.
Hold up. Where my pocket shit? Where my wallet go? Now hold on. I know bitches ain't take it. You know what I mean? They ain't gonna do that. You know. So I'm like, okay. You know, I'm still trying to think. You know, be positive. Like, man, nah, he didn't do what he. I already knew what I thought, but I was trying like, nah, he didn't do that. Nah, he ain't do that. He didn't do that shit, did he? No, but then the bitches tell me, man, you took that shit. Where else did it go? You know, who you took that shit? Who else gonna have it? I ain't got it. You ain't got it, right?
Yeah, yeah,
like, where did it go? Who else got it? Like, who all of a sudden wanted to go home? So, just to fast forward, man, just to fast forward. Basically, the next day, now that my wallet's gone, I mean, you know, I'm like, okay, let me figure out what's happened. I just say fuck the wallet for the night because I'm like, I got three girls here, man. I got three girls here. The girls brought me something to eat. You know what I mean? We just got turned up, had our night. I'm like, I'm not going to let this shit fuck up tonight. But the next day, you know, I'm like, okay, let me start tracking down my shit real quick. So I'm looking at my bank statements and shit, trying to see what my car's been used. This is what shows you how niggas is dumb, too. This is even worse. This nigga took my credit card. You know what I mean? Took the cash I had in my wallet, obviously out the wallet already. Then we used my credit card at the gas station to fill up. Like, he had to fill up, like, two people's cars, full. Because my gas card was ran, not my gas card, my credit card was ran for, like, $100. So that's, like, $50 to fill up on two cars. So whatever this nigga did. So let me just tell y'all what this nigga did. And I already know, I knew this nigga at the time, and like I said, I know people. This is what I knew he was doing. While he was sitting in the car for that whole hour and shit, this nigga was on his phone setting up shit. Because me... Niggas that know me, sometimes I keep my wallet in the car, keep it in that middle part in the console, because I don't expect people that be in my car to steal from my car, so I can leave my wallet in the car and expect it to be there. So the nigga was probably sat in the car, went through my shit, saw what was in there, made some calls, texted people over there, said, okay, I'm ready to go home, because now I got to rush this nigga home all of a sudden. Nigga got home, he ain't got no car. You know, he ain't got no car. So he was like, man, come pick me up, you know, I fill up your tank. I got a credit card. You know, ain't no telling who he talks to. I don't know who he talks to, but this is what I'm assuming he's doing. He had to set up something because the dumb nigga, and this is how I know it was him, because he used my credit card. And if anybody knows that, anybody that buys gas, you know, with a credit card, you have to put in your zip code for your billing address, for your credit card at the gas tank if you don't go inside. You know, if you just do it at the pump.
Mm-hmm.
So... what random person, if they would have stole my wallet, would know my zip code to use? Because when he used the credit card, for one, he used it at the local hood gas station where the niggas go to all the time. So why would you go to the gas station where niggas know people go? Because you look at the receipt on the credit card, it shows you the gas station on Woo Woo or Woo Woo. That's the gas station niggas go to all the fucking time. And then any person that randomly steals my wallet is not going to know the zip code to my house to be able to use it at the machine, because you used it at like 1, 2 a.m. when ain't nobody there anyway to have to go inside and do it. So you have to do it at the machine. And then...
That's fucked up.
And then the card was used... The card was used 2 hours after I dropped the nigga off in the hood gas station. Because you look at the time on when the car is you. I dropped the nigga off at like 12. There's a transaction for like 2 a.m. the same day. In the hood gas station. And you're supposed to be the homie. And even after all
friends
that.
Like that, you don't need no enemies.
After all that, I was still like, you know what? It doesn't even call me and apologize. Like, you know what, man? My bad. I had a moment. You know what I mean? Like, I still even gave him that opportunity because everybody's telling me, that nigga got your wallet, that nigga stole your wallet. He ain't talked to me, he ain't called me. Everybody's telling me. I'm like, nah, I'm still trying to root for this nigga. Like, man, nah, he didn't do it, man. Or if he did do it, he'd be so mad. I'd be like, you know what? Because I knew the nigga at the time, and he has attitudes like that. And at the same time, it's like, man, like I'm saying, fuck all the bullshit. He just was a fucked up night. You know, if he would have really, like, really apologized, it would have been all said and done. But a nigga, that's what I'm saying, he couldn't even do that. And then you're still on top of me. And then have the audacity to come out with a diss track against me. Nigga, you done lost your motherfucking mind now. I mean, after all that. You don't say nothing to me. You don't say nothing to me. And the next thing I hear from you or of you is a diss track about me. And you got the beat for the diss track from the nigga that I dissed before that you was clowning with me when we was beefing, that you was on my side with. Now you with him and y'all against me now, right? That's just how you are, right? I mean, who does that?
See, friends like that don't need no enemies. And I just, that, damn.
And I mean, I was moving that nigga that whole time, but this was incredible. But see, this is how I know I got the sixth sense about people, right? Because I was like, man, this nigga, because I knew the nigga, I was like, this nigga probably gonna come out with a diss track. As soon as all that shit went down and I didn't hear nothing about him, whatever, I was like, this nigga, I already have, I had like two written by the time I heard about the one he, I just had them written and waiting. I wasn't even gonna record them because I didn't even wanna go there with the nigga. I was gonna just leave, okay, he got me faded. I was just chalking it up, but I knew not to fuck with him no more. That's just where we are, okay, I get it. You know, that was his one time, and he got a whole lot out of that one time. You know, but that's, but I'm like, man, all right, you know what I mean? Even at the same, if you would have called me the next day, like, man, you know what? I fucked up, my bad. I took your wallet. I did this, that. Well, you could have been a man about it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Be a man about it then, my nigga. You the nigga, you just got me like that, right? You don't want to fuck with me in the business. You just went and did your own shit or whatever, nigga. I would have, you know what I mean? I would have still been pissed, but at least I would have, but, you know. This is what I mean. That's crazy. People are fucked up out here, and you don't, and people get worse. You know, I shouldn't have had to go through that to get to where I'm at now. But I mean, sometimes you do, but no, sometimes you don't. If you recognize the signs and you see them early, you can not have to worry about none of this shit. Fuck this shit, man. It ain't, none of it's worth it. You know, people put themselves through enough shit, and you got to deal with enough shit on your own to worry about what the next person is going to do to you. And then when you got to, as I say, they always say keep your friends close, your enemies closer. I just might as well have nothing but enemies. You know, like, I mean, the true niggas that I really were, like I said, it's like one, maybe just barely got the two hands. And that's a very select few. But you gotta know. But you know what I mean. But you gotta know yourself. Like you gotta be able to pay attention. You gotta be able to read in between the lines. It's not, because people could tell you anything, but it's what people do. It's their reaction. It's how they, because you can't hide that shit. You can't fake that shit. You know, that's the interesting part. Some people are too busy talking, running their mouth, and don't just sit back and listen and look and observe. You observe what people are doing. You can see where people are at real quick.
But see, with me, like, I just have a bigger heart. I look at the homegirls and I'd be like, oh, okay, no, nobody gonna do me like that. But like I said, lately I've been getting a lot of fuck yous from the people I feel like are closest to me. You feel me? So it's just like for me to be rolling with these people for so long and continue to get the fuck yous, I'm starting, you feel me, the signs are there, you feel me, so I'm already in backpedal mode on being on my own shit because people are doing the most right now, and I don't know where the fuck it's starting to come from, so I know for a fact that I've been at home. I'm going to keep that all the way. Gee, I've been at home, and I've been kicking it with the one motherfucker who I know for a fact got my back. You feel me?
That's what I'm saying. You just gotta stick with those that you know for sure. Like I say, you just gotta know. People that's really with you is gonna be with you, good, bad, ugly, sad, whatever. They're gonna look out for you when they can. If they can't, they can't. They're gonna be straight up with you. They're not gonna bullshit you. They're not gonna lie. You know what I mean? Even if they say something that pisses you off, fuck it. They know, but they, at least they're being real with you. You know, those are real people. If you deal with people that just tell you what you want to hear, if you, always got to, dance around the subject, always try to think of all kinds of excuses, don't follow through with the things that they say, you know, come at you all irate for no reason, you know, can't take responsibility for their own actions. These are the people you don't need to deal with. That ain't about shit. Don't got no job. You sit back. And another thing here. I used to think this too, and let me help out with this as well. because the way people act to other people, eventually they can turn that way and act towards you. And let me explain this as well, because the nigga I was just talking about earlier, he acts fucked up towards everybody, you know. And I thought a nigga would be exempt because I was the homie or we were something or whatever, but that's not the case. You know what I mean? If a person is fucked up, they're going to be a fucked up person, period. And eventually that shit is going to turn around on you. Because they're going to run out of people to be fucked up towards, and then you're going to be the only one left. If a person is just fucked up, then they're just fucked up.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you can't get around that. I knew another nigga, you know, always running off at the mouth, a little short nigga, always running off at the mouth, but every time somebody, like, pressed the line with him, you know, shut up like a bitch, ran away, things like that. I mean, I've seen it firsthand, and it's amazing. But for the amount of shit that he talks, you would think that a nigga was the biggest, you know, shit in the world, but he's not. But that's exactly what I mean. You know, he's the type of nigga that eventually, all that shit talking and all that bullshit, he tried to bring it to me, and I'm the wrong one. Especially when I didn't stand by your side or had your back in certain situations or protected you in certain situations when you was on that bullshit. But now you're trying to bring it here, nigga. Ain't nobody here to protect you. You know, so it's like you just can't. Man, it's just people, man. The world is fucked up and nobody cares. I'm stealing somebody. Stealing a cigarette. Oh, yeah. Only three left anyway. But. Didn't I throw up here with a cigarette? Yeah, I did. It's on the top of the TV. There it is. I see it.
What the?
But,
I don't understand. Okay, wait. No. I'm sorry, y'all. I just got hit with some dumb shit again.
Oh, here we go. We still got 30 minutes left. What's the newest song?
I don't know. Okay, this girl. I've never met her. I've never seen her in real life. But she's a lesbian.
Oh.
And you know, she be trying to get at me. Oh, this girl, she like, for the past, like, 6 months, 7 months, this girl has really been trying to get at me. Like, I guess she lives in Texas and some shit. She's like, oh, you're so beautiful. You said what?
Tell her to send you a ticket.
That's what I keep trying to tell this bitch, because she really on. Like, I'm like, no, she, like, for real, I really try to play the game with this girl, because she's stupid. Like, I'm not even finna lie to y'all. She's stupid. Fuck it. And, I mean, shit, sometimes I gotta get my nigga on, you feel me, especially when a bitch wanna be dumb. She's like, oh, mom, you're so beautiful. You said what?
She'll get her to send you some money, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wait, listen, you gotta hear the story. Okay. So she's like, oh, I wanna eat your pussy. You know, she just be talking all sorts of nasty shit to me. For whatever, like, everywhere I go, this bitch find me. Like, no matter if I move, this bitch found me on MySpace. Well, my MySpace is still up. I canceled my MySpace, like, a couple months ago, because I was like, I ain't no need for it. I don't need this shit no more. So I finally deleted my MySpace. This bitch finds me on Facebook. She adds me on Facebook, and I'm like, all right, whatever, I add her. She's like, yeah, Ma, I just want to move out there to California, and I'm going to take care of you. We're going to get a house, and I'm going to eat your pussy till fucking dawn cracks. And, you know, she just be talking. Like, she's like, Ma, tell me I'm a nasty, dirty bitch. Like,
oh, she wanted them.
Yes.
Ooh, ooh, that shit.
Yes. So she's finding me on Skype.
I always say there are girls out there like that. I always say there are girls out there that are just true, just nasty, just bitch. I want to do everything to you. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's like, call me a dirty bitch. I'm your dirty bitch, Ma. Please. She's like, just talk nasty to me. Just talk dirty to me. And I'm like, what's, like, when she first told me this, I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like, because I'm not that girl. I'm like, have some fucking self-respect, bitch. That's what I really want to tell her. Like, have some fucking self-respect, but she don't fucking got it. So, whatever. You want me to talk to you like that? I'll talk to you like that. Fuck it. I'm like, bitch, get off my fucking line. You're getting on my nerves. Oh, my, I'm not sorry. I don't want to get on your nerves. Just please don't leave me. Don't fucking leave me.
You should have cut her out. You gotta put that around a little bit. But go ahead.
But
you still came at her like that. She's still like, oh, please don't leave me. Like, just like, That's funny.
That's how she really be all. So I get a Skype because, you know, I get a brand new computer, whatever. So I get Skype. This bitch finds me on Skype. I don't know. This bitch is stalking me.
Your Skype is connected to your Facebook, isn't it?
No, my Skype isn't connected to my Facebook. Unless you have my Skype, unless I give you my Skype, you will not have my Skype. Believe that.
All right.
So she finds me on Skype, and she's like, you know, she's like, she starts posting up like half naked pictures. Like it's a, she hits me, she's on Skype right now. She just hit me up right now on Skype, and this bitch is posted in a bikini, like your tits is all out and shit. Like she be having her pussy like all in the air on her Skype picture and shit. Her little fucking status on Skype says, "I want this pussy to be yours. It's waiting for you, boo." Like, I swear to God. I swear to you. So I'm like, all right, bitch.
You better get that money.
So I tell her, I'm like, all right, bitch, you want to move? I'm like, you want to move to California? You want to be with me? I need some money. And, bitch, you going to have to figure out a way to get your ass here because otherwise we ain't fuck. I'm not fucking with you. And she's like, all right, Ma. She's like, I'm about to sell this pussy for you.
Oh, you about to start tipping. There you go.
So, I'm like, wait, I don't understand how I'm tipped when my hoe is willing. Like, I didn't even tell you to do none of that. Like, bitch, you want to go out there and sell your pussy.
See,
I didn't
Here's the beauty of that. Because, see, I've been in the same situation. I had a bitch recently try to get me to do that. Now, I can't do it because I just don't have the I don't have the patience to deal with dumb bitches. That's just me. And, you know, hoes be awesome.
That's why I
don't
want to fuck
at the same time. But at the same time, see, if you a girl on girl is a little different. You know what I mean? You don't technically have to deal with her, but you can just to do that. If she's willing to do that, you need to, she needs to send you. See, I can tell you the whole thing. We got to talk about this again. Because you gotta put her on a contract. You gotta be like, man, I need like $200 a week. Shit, if that's what you're about to do, you know what I mean? You keep the rest, save that up for your plane ticket to come out here. But no, but don't come out here for less than $5,000 because I need first, last,
security deposit.
You know
first
what I mean?
Month, yep. I need to start up my gas, and my lights, and my internet, and my cable.
I need all that. As soon as you come in, if you ain't coming out here and bringing all that with you, don't even come. If that's how she wants you to talk to her, and she wants to be that dirty bitch, you just tell her, like, yo, I need woo. If you ain't got this bitch, stop fucking with me. Because that's what she wants.
Look.
She needs some motivation. She wants some motivation.
Look. Jagger, swear to you. This is exactly what it says. She's like, hi, Mom. I said, hi. She said, what you doing? I said, trying to find me some money. She said, oh, why? I said, because I need it. She said, oh. She's like, I wish I was out there to work for you.
You can work for me where you at and send me the money. Tell her that. That's what you need to say next. You can work for me from where you at. You don't got to be out here to work for me. Shit, and like you were saying, money grab work. You know what I mean? Oh, shit. Yeah, go ahead, Queen. Man, get that money, man. Dumb bitches. If a bitch is willing to give you money, this is why people get mad at niggas all the time. There are all these girls out here that are just willing to give whatever they want to me. Didn't somebody just get an iPhone 5 and shit or whatever and all that? What we talking about there? There are all those girls out there that will give a nigga anything that he wants without that nigga having to do shit. So, but then they want to get mad at niggas for taking advantage of that shit. And I was like, nah, she want to give me her money and she want to be the dumb bitch. That's her for being dumb. It's not my fault she's dumb.
Right.
And if I don't give her money, she's going to give it to some other dumb motherfucker. You know what I mean? So it's like, shit, I see it as it's like when you find a wallet on the street, right? You know what I mean? That's what it's like. It's like she's like a wallet you find on the street. You know, if you pick it up, it's got money in it, and it's always going to have money in it. Now, do you take the money, or do you leave it there and let the next motherfucker come take the money? Fuck that. I'm taking the money. So, but, again, girls are a lot easier. Because, like I said, if she's coming at you already like this, that means she don't really even want to deal with no nigga. Or, you know, she just don't even want to deal with no nigga. She just want to give her money to somebody and want somebody to tell her what to do. But that needs to be your next line is like, bitch, nah, you can work for me out there. Ooh. Man, I'm jealous.
That's my thing though. Like, I come across like, I don't know why these motherfuckers attract to me. Like, I'm not saying that if she don't get, she gonna give it to me. I ain't finna take it. Like, hell no, I'm not stupid. Shit. I'm not stupid.
Oh, I mean? Fuck y'all niggas.
So I mean, but it's just like, I don't understand why I attract this shit.
But
no, I don't. Like, what the fuck? I've never, for me, it's like, damn, bitch, like, I even yell at the hoes. Like, out here, it was so funny. I yell at the hoes on our fucking corners out here because it's just like, bitch, like, oh, this one girl was walking around with her fucking titty out, just walking down the street. I knew she was a hoe. But I'm in the car rolling down, and I've seen this bitch, and I just was like, bitch, have some fucking self-respect, because I just don't understand why the fuck you got to be like that. Like, that's my thing. Why the fuck you got to be like that? And if you want to be stupid enough, what the fuck? Like, I just, what's wrong with y'all females? I don't understand.
But I wish I had it like you right now. I wish I had a bitch in another state that was willing to send me money and wanted to work for me on the streets out there. See, I'll pick a bitch state to state because then I really don't got to deal with it. If she can just send
me
money.
Okay, so this is the ignorant shit she tells me. Wait, Dagger, this is the ignorant shit she tells me. How much you want me to charge?
How much you don't? Yeah, because that's what I'm saying, because hoes they get charged. You got to pay. You know what I mean? She need to pay. Tell her. I charge $200 a week for starting. That's what you start off with. That's the starting pay. You say, I need $200 a week to start. That's just, you know what I mean? And I'm just, and then you have to put on top of that, I'm just making it easy for you to start off with because I'm used to more. That's you know, like I said, I didn't tell. Oh, I'm jealous, man. I need some money. Anybody else want to send me some money, man? Hook me up. Oh, shit, man. This has been an interesting, already a fucked up Friday. I mean, it's cool. Man, this is, like I said, I don't even know what to say. All kinds of people, everybody's going through something. But what I am about to do, though, see, what may be interesting, when they turn this whole thing around, I'm going to tell y'all a secret, see. I'm supposed to go to this little swinger party tonight. I'm about to see what's up with that. But it ought to be real interesting. Because it's strictly couples and single ladies only. So since I'm not a part of a couple, the homegirls all pose with me, like, so we can get in and then just see what it do. Like, it's supposed to be something. Now, I've been to one of these swinger things before. Now, the one I went to before, now, it's always a coin toss with these things. Like, I've been to a few. I was a member. Like I said, back in the day, you know what I mean? I did a few of these things, but I mean, you know, because I mean, we're different. Because I always found myself dealing with girls that like girls. You know what I mean? My girlfriend got a girlfriend type shit, right? But they be always on. So what are the girls you want to go with? Or, you know what? So sometimes we try to hook girls up with each other. And you know how girls that don't know each other already, sometimes that can be very difficult, you know, because girls naturally don't get along with each other. I don't know what it is with the ladies, with the female species. They just naturally don't get along with each other. There's always a sense somewhere in there that they I don't like you. So what I used to do is like, okay, we can go to this party, and then we can just see if anybody's there. We can just see if you pull something out this party or something you want to do like that. But the plus side is, there be some bomb ass single ladies out there, single lady nasty freaks out there, like, and they be out there just trying to do the, like Queen was just saying, like, they out there trying to just get it in, and they go to these parties because they know that that's where they can get it in at. Now the bad side to that is the fat bitches be out there too, because that's the only place, that they can get from, and. Because this is the only time the big bitches you can get out there and get some, and then they be having these thirsty niggas. Oh, there's some thirsty niggas in the world. Thirsty. Because like I said, just because I go to the parties don't mean I'm always doing something at these parties. Don't get it twisted. Cause some of these parties like, nah, I fuck with you, nah, none of that was like, I was gonna say it's a coin toss, but it's always entertaining. It's always something funny. Like there was this one I went to, oh man, and then you went, like you just said, you thought it was the big, you thought it was the big bitch club. Nigga, like, but the fat bitches was, but like I always say, fat bitches is weird as fuck. These fat bitches and at the swinging party, but the other downside is these fat bitches in there lingerie or butt naked walking around and everything like that. Like, no, nobody wants to see that walking around. Or maybe some of these dudes.
Nobody wants.
Like stay in the call it the playroom. Stay in the playroom where it's dark, so can't nobody just see you. But then it's like, oh yeah, y'all niggas balling. 44, 42, 43. Sorry, back to the HD 2K13. We got the Clippers out here against Oklahoma real quick, 43-43 in the third quarter. Billups for three. That's all. But, yeah, I'm going to go check this out. We're going to see what it's going to look like. So, hopefully. But now I got to go with a fucking Jaded Hood and shit. But luckily, man, but this is going to be interesting. Supposedly, it's a mansion out there or whatever. Supposedly, got a little jacuzzi in there. Supposedly, body masseuses, body paint. Bring your own drain. They got, I suppose they got mixtures in there and shit. I wanted the 420 thing.
Ooh, body paint. I've always wanted to try that.
Oh, body. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can be butt naked and look like you got clothes on. You never want that either.
I've always wanted to try that. The homegirl got that shit. I want to throw a fucking black party, a black white party, and do that. I've always said that shit.
You got to find somebody that can draw, though. They can't draw, then you ain't gonna. Like, I be seeing the people with the spray body paint, too, that be putting that on, you know, and do that. But, oh, man, so that's what I'm about to go get ready for and see what that do. I'm about to smoke another blow with these niggas. I need to get one game in. Y'all skipped me the last game. I noticed that, but it's cool. I'll let that ride. You love you as well. Nigga, I can serve you live on the show. It's okay. But it's cool. No, that was last time because it was something else. That was something else. If I only got 30 minutes, then I could have did my own commentary, but it's okay. I would run to play me, too. I wouldn't want to play me either. Oh, Remy wants to eat you sauce. That's what I'm saying. I need to play Remy. Huh? Yeah, it is. I'm not sure. But I'm about to be out there, man. Nah, he beat you, so that means you saw. That's what I'm saying. I ain't played with him. I ain't seen him play. I'm not really paying attention to him. But see, I got to get my robe. See, I wanted to get the Hugh Hefner robe. You know, the red one with the black trim. And I wanted to get the bubble pipe and the slippers with the bunnies on them. Couldn't get the slippers with the bunnies on them, though. But the homegirls that are going, nigga, why they got the bunny ears and shit or whatever, so I'm going to be lucky, like, I'm going to be here. That's what I'm saying, yeah, like,
The black is happening,
nigga, like, because also there's supposed to be, like, a $200, like, sexy costume contest, though, so these girls are trying to go hard for that shit real quick, so this is going to be interesting, we'll see how the night turns out, so we're going to see where, what we got up for Slap Sunday, we're going to see if I got a story to tell, but man, this has been a real interesting Fuck You Fridays already, we are going to get, And look at this nigga spy late to the motherfucking nigga. I texted nigga at 6 o'clock. He was the reason, one part of the reason I hit the bitch, because I was looking down at my phone trying to text this nigga right here, right? Tell me he's going to be home in 6 minutes, and that was at 6 o'clock. This nigga hit me right now, nigga, 7:52, talking about what he do. Nigga, that's an hour and 52 minutes. Like,
yeah.
You an hour and 42 minutes. But anyway, I gotta get out of here. I'm sorry. Queen, any shout-outs you want to give on this fucking Friday? Nah, no shout-outs. Any last fuck yous you want to give real quick? Nah,
yeah.
Fuck that.
Crawford. I'm really trying, because I got a couple of them, but I want to know where I want to start first. To my job. yeah, because they on my nerves too. To people who don't live up to their work. Okay, Mom.
Oh, I was like, what the hell is that? I thought that was me. No, go ahead.
What? You thought what was you?
I heard something beeping. I was trying to figure out what that was.
Was that me?
Oh, that's what I was trying to figure out. But it's gone now, so it doesn't matter. It's okay.
Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. Oh, my mom just told me stop saying makes me sound retarded. But, yeah, I still say anyway, because I'm trying to think. I think that's it.
I don't know, man. Fuck anybody out there that's all that bullshit, that's out there trying to fuck up what other people got going on. Fuck them in the school boy, school girl. Fuck that nigga, homie. Tell Frank Perry he's a bitch. Nigga. I'm not going to say fuck that bitch out here. I'm going to say fuck her slouch face. Because her face did lean for a little bit to the side. But, man, my job was pretty cool. I got off of work early in the day, too. If I knew everybody got off of work early, I hit niggas up a lot early. I didn't know niggas were off of work early. But, yeah, I wouldn't have hit nobody. Man, fuck Foles not telling me he was off of work early, because I might have been over here. Because I might not have been out early. I might have been over here, I wouldn't have hit nothing. I could have bought the weed from the man over there. You know what I mean? I wouldn't even been nowhere near over there. Nigga, fuck Foles. Right now for that, because that's your fault, nigga. I could have been over here playing the game. Wouldn't be no big ass dent in my head and shit. It's your fault. Thanks for everybody. Like I said, y'all, remember, y'all already know the lineup. Fuck you Fridays every 6-8. Where we just hang out, we talk, and I'll tell them what's going to happen for the 2 hours, as we said. This Friday started off with a motherfucking accident and ended with some other shit. But, you know, no telling what's going to happen next week. Got to follow what's coming out. So make sure you tune in every Friday, 6 to 8. Or whenever you do tune in to listen to the show, just remember, you know, support the show, talk about the show, spread word about the show. And y'all need to call in. I know y'all out there going through a lot of shit just like I am, man. But I know y'all time differences. So I don't know. But y'all, fuck with me, all right? Because there's a lot of fucking bullshit going on. All right, Slap Sundays, as y'all know, 7 to 9, playing the slappers from the top independent artists around the world. All right, the Triple M Show, where it's all music, no talking, 7 to 9 as well, every Monday. Still just nothing but the top independent artists from the world, all over the world, Craig. The world. You know, Germany, Australia, all kind of people fuck with Bang Out Radio, man. I got a motherfucking tracks from around the world, like, and then, of course, y'all know West Coast Wednesdays, Dagger Queen B as always. And that's what I do here on Bang Out Radio. Make sure you send in your music always, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And always lock in the Bang Out number, 661-621-7559. Whenever you see the show on, just call the number and holler at me, all right? But we signing out this fucking Fridays. We will see y'all on Sunday, and we will see y'all next week. And we'll see y'all, like, yeah, whatever. Any day I'm on, y'all know where we at, and that's what we're going to be. All right? Holler at y'all next week. Holler at you later, Queen, all right?
Bye.
All right. Fuck you, and I'm out.